71 degrees at 8:55. Looking at the commodity markets this morning, corn appears to be leading the way here in the early going as we bring in Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We are seeing some strength here after a mostly lower overnight session. Of course, Friday's close was not very friendly to the bulls, and we did see a little bit of continued selling in the overnight session. But we've turned this thing around here when we get restarted here at 8:30 this morning, and now we're seeing some pretty decent strength here. This morning, May corn at 378¾, that's up 7 cents. July corn at 382¼, up 6¾. September corn at 382½, up 7. December corn at 387½, that's up 6½. May soybeans at 991½, that's up 4½. We have July soybeans at $10 even, up 3¾. August beans at 1002, that's up 3½. November soybeans at 989. That's up 6 cents. Chicago wheat market, May wheat at 471, up 4 cents. July, Chicago wheat at 478¼, up 4¼. September, Chicago wheat at 487½, up 4 cents. KC market's a little weaker here this morning. May KC wheat at 461½, that's down 1/4. July, KC wheat at 474, up 0.5 cent. And September, KC wheat at 487, down 3/4. Livestock market mixed here this morning. Kind of a friendly cattle on feed report there late Friday has cattle market up a little bit here this morning. April cattle at 124.97, up 25 cents. June cattle at 115.52, that's up 87 cents. August cattle at 112.40, up 85 cents. April feeders 147.45, that's down 50 cents. May feeders at 142.77, up 32. Lean hog market a little weaker here this morning. May hogs at 74.80, down 90 cents. June hogs 78.32, down 50 cents. July hogs at 78.92, down 55. Back to the grains. News fairly quiet here today, continuing to focus on some weather stories with Argentina looking like they could dry out a little bit here as they try to continue to work through harvest. Of course, wet weather in Argentina has caused crop production estimates to be lowered down there due to some losses there. Brazil also on the dry side here as they continue to work through their second crop planting here as that traditionally is harvested here later this summer. That forecast looks just a little bit wetter as well. So that was really what was leading to the weaker prices here overnight. We have caught a bid here this morning and seen some prices perk up a little bit. We will have crop progress report out this afternoon. Estimated corn harvest progress at 30-35% done. It compares to 13% last week. We'll have our first bean progress number. Estimating bean planting progress at just 2-4% done. Also see a winter wheat ratings update here. Expecting a fairly wet corn belt here over the next few days. So getting a little bit of support here today with some expected crop delays here over the next few days. But funds continue to move money in and out of these markets, so expected things to be somewhat volatile here as the week goes on, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot. Have a great Monday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington joining us this morning. Weather-wise, mostly sunny skies at our forecast today. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, the high 81 degrees. South winds will shift to the southwest and pick up this afternoon, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 79 degrees. Rain likely for the day on Wednesday with cooler temperatures and a high of 66 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming online at willag.org.